Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Okay, let's go.
We're here rolling.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday. It's September 13th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Alex, we're all here. Everyone's in a good mood.
Yeah,
Everyone's super happy.
Yeah, I would say that's a true statement.
Alex does seem like he always seems very pleasant. But it sounds like he's also a thief. And he steals things.
Well, look, I mean, if you're going to call him things. That, I was a little klepto, too.
Yeah.
Because I would sit there at the Ralph's near my house. That's a grocery store. And I'd be like, hey, mister, can you buy me some beer? And then when no one would, and there were nights that
were
went like
12,
that. Well,
right?
Whatever it was, I'd go, well, I
can't not have beer.
Yeah. By the way, this is a sign that you're an alcoholic, just for future reference. If you're someone who's like, well, I'm not going to a party without booze.
Right.
That's not. They'll have it there, my friends. Dude, they'll have it there. Let's just go.
There's no guarantee,
I
need my booze.
That's not happening. I'll be back. And then the next scene is me running out of a liquor store with booze. Let me in! Gas it! Run for it! So pathetic. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. I don't know if that's how you were, but...
Yeah, I've had similar... Similar
so
situations.
So neither one of you drinks, we should say that.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You're clean and sober. God.
Because of that reason.
How
well,
long
one
have
of
you
the
been
reasons.
Clean and sober for?
Since 2010.
Oh, wow.
I got sober when I was
Jesus,
23.
You're how old are you?
I'm 35.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, you seem so childlike.
Well, that isn't nice.
I would have said that he was 26 or 27.
Oh.
Well,
you
I
probably
mean, it's kind
told
of a compliment,
me that you're
though,
old.
You know, because
oh,
it's
sure,
like you're,
yeah.
you have more of the looks, I feel like, yeah.
Yeah. You always have a nice smile on your face. Like, I can't even picture you boosting a liquor store.
One of my favorite commercials from last night's football game, and it's been around for a year, but it's the, what do they call it? Mascot.
Yeah.
And the mascot is back in the locker room. He's had a rough game, and he sits down with his cooler, and he cracks it, peels back the top, and there's two ice-cold Coors Light in there, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he pulls a Coors Light out, and you see him go, and he's sweaty. He's got his head off.
Yeah,
and
his
he's
mascot
sweaty.
Head.
Yeah,
mean,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's, sure. and he's, you know, and he's got his beer, and he's just sitting back. And then the opposing team mascot walks in, and he holds his beer up like, you want one? And he's got one beer left. And he gives it to the guy, and I'm like, who does that?
Oh.
He's a saint.
Someone who isn't an alcoholic.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I watch this thing and I'm like.
Someone who knows there's more beer and eventually I'll get one.
Oh my God.
Well, what? Listen, he's obviously not an alcoholic. He has two beers.
Yeah. Well, like, if only I could have seen that and like had an understanding of what I look like compared to someone who's happily able to share a drink with someone. And there's me and Billy, each with our own 12ers, going, no, I need every one of these. Get out of here.
Well, you know, now you're on team. We don't drink anymore.
Your good friends come by. Oh, hey, bro, can I have a beer? No.
I did have a friend who used to bring me beer. So,
oh.
Yeah, I think it was one of those, you know, misery loves company kind of things. He just needed somebody to drink with, you know? But I remember one time I wasn't even at my house, and he was like, yeah, dude, you know, you weren't there, but I just left you like a 40 in your bush.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, you're amazing. You're my best friend.
You're my hero.
You're my best friend just based off that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It is amazing how your life begins to revolve around that. By the time you were done drinking, had you graduated to the hard stuff because the beer is so filling?
I graduated to the hard stuff. I mean, that's why I think I got clean so young is I graduated to the hard stuff when I was like 14. You know?
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
15, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Jeez, man. Do you think that that's... Do you think
what?
That when you were 14 that you were already fully an alcoholic?
I think that gene is in me.
Yeah,
and based on the conversations that I've had with people about it, I think I've got it. I think that it runs in my family. But either way, yeah, my personal attitude towards alcohol was never healthy. Mm. Never. It was always to get shit-faced. Really shit-faced. Like, I never was someone who went, I'll have a beer and we'll see where the night goes. I was like, no, if we're going to drink, I'm getting 20 beers.
I'm going to need 20.
Right.
I mean, this night, I'm going to stay. As long as I'm on my feet, I need a beer in my hand.
But when you're young and everyone's partying, it seems fairly normal. It seems to fit
you
in.
You blend like in.
Yeah.
It's very hard to tell when.
It's when you're not around all those types of scenarios and you still find yourself even alone in your house.
Right.
I used to have, I don't know if you were like this, but there was something about that feeling where you've finished work or you've finished whatever you're doing and you get your supplies. So I'd get my whiskey and some beer that I could pose with if I needed to. Someone comes in, I could be like, a beer, just one.
Yep. Here I am drinking a beer.
Don't look in the closet. There's a whole bottle of whiskey in there.
And 25 more beers.
Right. But anyway, I would get my supplies and you get in the house and you kick that door shut. Lock it.
Oh.
And that moment where you're like,
alcohol, here I come.
I've made it home. All the shit I gotta do is done. No one's gonna come over and I'm good till morning. That was like a weird
How long
comfort.
Was that going on?
A lot shorter than you think.
Really?
Actually. Because I went right off the deep end so quickly.
Right.
That it didn't. But it went on for long enough that I remember that feeling being like one of just total relief. Like, oh, okay.
Thank God
I can
get back
do
to this
and no one's going to bug me and I'm right. good. And okay.
I couldn't even hold a job, so it was...
Oh!
Yeah, I was...
Well, I couldn't either.
That's one of the reasons I got sober. I was, like, staying with my mom and just, you know, in a bad spot.
Wow.
Well, I'm really glad that you were able to pull out of that, because a lot of people
I appreciate
can't,
it, yeah.
you know? So what were you stealing?
What was I stealing?
Things to sell or just beer?
Stuff. Yeah, I mean, I used to steal stuff. I had, you know... people around that stole stuff and then I would go with them and we'd steal stuff and then somebody would get stuff and then we'd do stuff together.
All stuff.
Yeah.
Very cryptic. Hey Brittany.
Yeah.
You were telling me one time that as a kid you didn't even drink.
Yeah, I didn't drink very much as a kid. I drank rarely. A lot of my friends would drink in our little groups at the park and stuff and I'd just smoke weed. I was more of a smoker when I was younger. Yeah, I'd drink here and there, but I wasn't much of a drinker. I think I got more into drinking as an adult because it was a social thing. It was also way more widely accepted by everybody, including my parents.
Right.
You know, well, because it's legal.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas weed, everybody was like, "Oh my God, you're smoking," and
you're
now
illegal.
it's like more common than smoking cigarettes. I smell weed more than I smell cigarettes.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I know, weed is so pervasive now, and it's funny because my first reaction to it is, oh my God, who's doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, well, it's legal. Anyone who wants to
I swear to God, I got in our elevator the other day and smelled it and went, what the hell? And
as what soon the as, hell?
As soon,
what
well,
the hell?
And I'm in there and I'm thinking, look, it's legal and it doesn't matter, but I don't want to walk out of this elevator and have someone be like...
Michael Martin comes in and goes, damn, Vinny.
What's that guy doing over there?
Well, this is a place of business. I also don't want you to drink here. You know what I mean? That seems like normal that your place of work would not want you to reek of weed. Just my jacket. It's
fine. I don't know what that was, but the whole elevator was like, you smelled that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Definitely was like, man, something went down in here.
Maybe someone spilled their bong water.
I don't know. It was stinky, though.
Didn't smell like bong water, yeah.
Bong water is just, you don't want that on you. You're like, am I really drinking?
You're
am
not
I
cleaning really, that out.
Oh, am I really smoking smoke that's gone through that water? Into my lungs. I'm sure I'll be fine. What could possibly go wrong? Hey, Brenny, are you still in there? Or did you walk out?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. He wrote this thing. It says, Mags, butt plug swinger, let's talk about the commune and do bad advice.
Okay, well, Mags, that lady, I don't know if she said her name was Mags, but that's...
She did. She said it several times and said she was fine with it being...
Oh, okay. Because I saw that post, and that's when I went, oh, there's the lady.
Yeah, we saw her yesterday on Instagram. She's a very normal-looking woman. Looks like she's in her 40s,
yeah,
you think? And shortish, like maybe shoulder-length, kind of curly brown mm-hmm. hair, and just looks like a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah. Bushy. She's bushy.
There's, what do you mean?
Bryn was saying as he was looking through her Instagram, he saw pictures of her with like, she doesn't shave anything.
Oh, she's got muff.
And she posts about it. Like she's all, your bikini line does not need to be shaved. And
oh,
then she shows you.
I'm with her. I mean, I'll take vagina any way you want to serve it, but I'm good with hair.
Yeah. What was Meg's deal? She had like muff coming, like tarantula legs coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it was something about like showing her bikini line, and her bikini line was just, you know, she'd have a bikini on. It was like sticking out from the sides.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Insta.
When you're on a commune, who the fuck cares, right?
Right. Exactly. I mean, there's farm work to do. Let's get to it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't shave your armpits. Less money in razors.
I liked her, though, and I liked the way she was outspoken, and she didn't seem you know,
apologetic or regretful, or she was just very matter of fact.
I was interested in like, if we talk to her again, and I hope that we do, I'm interested in whether she was exposed to some of these lifestyle choices she's now making. And I feel like I tried to ask her that, but we just didn't get the, like, how does she come up with this? I want to be polyamorous and I want to have multiple partners. Is that something you come to?
Just because you know other people like that. You know, she's from here. So it's, you know, it's fairly progressive here. If you're in with the right people, you certainly might have seen examples of that growing up. And then when you find yourself in a monogamous situation, you're like, this is dreadfully boring. Like, I mean, for her, she's thinking, you know, I want to fall in love 100 more times, I think is the quote.
Well, and I like that quote. The reality is life is busy and hard. And yes, it can be, I don't know that it's dreadfully boring, but there's definitely not enough sex in the average relationship. Mm-hmm. You're just fucking busy all the time. Mm-hmm. There's no question I find myself going, this is why guys fucking cheat. You get a month down the road without sex, you start going, fuck. What's a guy got to do around here?
Want to get laid.
Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So I do kind of, and it's not a good excuse, but I also do think, like, do women in relationships, does a woman in a sexist relationship really expect her husband to just be faithful? Or is she like, I don't fucking care as long as I don't know?
That's possible.
I don't want him on me.
As much as I am like, I'm not feeling like, holy shit, I need to get in his pants. If he wasn't trying to get in my pants and he wasn't interested in sex, I would be worried about it. I would think, what's going on here? Like, I clearly need that to be a part of the equation as well. Do I want to every Friday? Not really. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, no. But if he
didn't... Well, you've been boning that guy for how long
33
now?
33 years.
Yeah.
So, but if he didn't want to, I'd be like, what's going on? And if sometimes, like, if a week or two goes by, I'm like, I'm fucking your brains out tonight. That's happening. And then if he's like, no, I really don't want to, I'm like, all right. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, there you go.
No, I do think that it's for me only. I mean, I don't know what anybody else, and clearly everybody has their own thing.
No, I understand. I just think that it did, like, you do find out very quickly that the business of running a family is time consuming
and exhausting
and a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something that I understand will affect your, not only your sex drive, but the time you have to actually do that as well. And yet, I kind of feel like if you're a person out there who goes, yeah, I don't like to and I don't want to and he doesn't seem to be bothering me for it, you can't be surprised if he bones somebody else.
Well, like you
can
said,
you?
I'm sure that there are people who know that their person is getting it elsewhere, and because they're not interested in providing that service, they deal with it. They like the life that they've created with this person.
I can see that part
allowed
for
to
sure.
Have that. It's a, you know, I mean, for a long time, I've thought about sex work. Not for me. I think about people who are sex workers.
I think you'd be good at it.
Oh, I'd be awesome at it. Especially phone sex, where I didn't actually have to do anything. But I really do feel like, and it's not exclusive to men, but men have a sex drive that is very different from the way a woman's sex drive works.
Agreed.
And I listen to you and I listen to other people on this show and think, you know, that is normal. That's how it is. And when you think about Homo sapiens as a species, like, for millennia, we weren't. Look at us. We're all civilized and living in houses and doing all these,
right,
you know, sort of. But not that long ago, we lived to be about 45. And that was if we didn't, like, really seriously injure ourselves. And we hunted and we gathered and we had babies. And male-female roles were more delineated because that's a kid and it needs to eat. And your
recovering from giving birth and you need protection. There are all of these things that sort of are ingrained in us. And that's and that I wonder when the modern thought of monogamy became.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The thing that, like, that, you know, like a man's need for that is, and listen, this is just things I'm pondering. I'm not saying things should be a certain way or
no, it's interesting. I agree with you. And, you know, I'll tell you what, in my lifetime, has crazy shit happened? Sure, we just celebrated the anniversary of 9/11. That's fucking crazy, mm-hmm. right? Except that the pandemic is the first time this highly sensitive society that we seem to have built really showed a blank spot or a hole or a weakness. Like, you start going,
we couldn't deal with this. We went, it was a frenzy.
It was really a problem. Like, we
chain broke down. Nobody could get masks. Where's
we're out of toilet paper.
Food, and
yeah.
Food. We can't get anything.
The economy. And it's the first time in my lifetime that I went, oh, this whole thing is really more sensitive than we think.
Like, chaos.
We're
happened.
Actually able to, we've been able to just keep all of the trains on the track, so to speak. And that's the first time in my lifetime that I've seen a disruption. So mm-hmm. it's really been eye-opening in that you go, oh, we've built all of these things that we feel so secure in, and this is the first time we've seen it where I'm like, oh.
Well, this could break pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Civilization is a construct.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And it can be broken.
I didn't like it.
No, well, no one liked it. People are looking around for their silver linings, and you know, but honestly, that was those were some.
It's a cold splash of water,
right?
Is
and
what
we
it
have,
is.
And frankly, even we're not even fully emerged from it in some ways because COVID's still going around. But it showed us our weaknesses and actually strengthened some of those weaknesses.
Yeah,
like we are divided right now. It's frightening. Even just that, you know, people want to get in a fight with you about vaccinating or not vaccinating. Like, who the fuck cares? Who cares? You
well,
do you. It's fine.
Like the person that wrote in and was bitching about us being shills for the government or something.
Right.
And I was like, well, look, first of all, I understand that you think we can say anything the fuck we want on our radio show and no consequences will come to us.
Yeah.
But that's clueless. That's clueless. You're just clueless.
Right.
And we work for a corporation, and a corporation has interests, and they need to be able to feel like we're not out there going, screw the government.
Right.
There's advertisers. There's people. There's a lot of people that depend on us to do a responsibly good job. Mm-hmm. We fail at that a lot. But We're trying our hardest.
Really hard.
Yeah, we're trying our
hardest. There's no question.
So, you know, that was it's sort of weird to see that because I go, okay, well, they don't know that we've got responsibilities and people depending on us. There's a lot of people in this building that depend on us to do our job every day.
All right.
To the best of our abilities.
Yep.
So anyway, it was interesting to me to watch this one person I know as a broadcaster who's good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And he torpedoed his whole thing because he felt like, well, I'm just saying stuff on Instagram and going to rallies.
This is just how I feel.
This is what I'm doing. I'm not doing it when I'm at my, you know, the surf contest or whatever. But they went, we can't have this guy
right
around
well,
here.
Well, that's, and there it is. Like, corporations become answerable to stockholders mm-hmm. and to the people who are advertising with their, I mean, that's it. You are a cog. We are all, like it or not, cogs in this civilization. And when your machine says, oh no, this cog's broken, they replace it with another cog.
Right.
Like, it's really, man, it the vulnerabilities that were revealed during the pandemic were profound.
Yeah. It's the first time I went, all those crazy MFers that have made these end of day movies had a pretty good look at what, or
I wonder how they all did.
Somehow they sort of were able to say, well, if we take this out of the daily society needs, right, this is what it would look like. What's that one that oh god, Denzel Washington did a movie about there being no water left.
Oh,
I can't remember what it was, but it was supposed
I don't know
to be
that
like
one.
Oh, you don't
know. Was that the Bible of Tom
Thorpe
or whatever
yes.
it was?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll look it up real quick.
Was it Deja Vu?
No.
It's something. it's the something of someone. Like the Book of Thomas.
I think that's it.
Book of Eli, I think.
The Book of Eli.
The Book of Eli. The Bible of Thomas Cromwell. Yeah, I didn't see that movie.
There it is. 2010. The Book of Eli.
But there it is. You know, the survivalists, who look, no one came out of their house to attack them anyway, but they had their guns and they had their water, and frankly that's what you're gonna need when it all goes to shit, which it won't. Everything is gonna be okay. Hey, we're late here. Alex and Bryn,
what?
Maybe you have a thought or two on our ramblings about We went from sex.
Yeah,
and I
stepped out for a second. I gotta get going. I have a wifey's out there on the street in an accident of some sort.
Oh my god! Yeah. All right,
she sent me a picture of her fucked up car. I'm like, fuck. So that's why I was on the phone when I left.
Oh. She just had an accident.
Yeah, she's okay. So I was
your
the first,
pregnant I'm, wife though.
I'm like,
in an
are
accident.
You okay? She's like, I'm fine. And her fucking car is like all towed up,
mangled.
Fucked up.
Oh no.
So I'm. You know, I'm trying to deal with it.
Oh, right, leave
now.
All this in.
No. Well, yeah, all right.
You can if you want.
Yeah, leave all this in.
Okay, give me the magic words.
We got to go. Oh, that's not it?
Nope.
The end.